You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Coe. San Juan County, Utah has ruled the Democratic Commission candidate for District 2, Willie Gray Eyes, ineligible to run in the 2018 elections. Joining me now to talk more about this is KSJD's Gail Binkley. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Austin.
What happened? What led up to this decision?
There was an investigation that lasted several weeks, according to the Salt Lake Tribune and other sources, and the county ultimately ruled that they didn't think Willie Gray Eyes had established the fact that he is a resident of San Juan County, Utah.
Now, to clarify, this was the San Juan County clerk that made this decision, right?
Yes, that seems to be who did it.
Somebody affiliated with the San Juan County Administrative Division. Okay, so we'll get to a little bit more about what could become of that in just a minute. But first of all, what is Mr. Gray Eyes saying about this?
Well, he says he is a resident of San Juan County. He's a resident of the Navajo Nation, as you know, and the borders overlap, obviously, three states, including Utah and Arizona, and Willie Gray Eyes apparently travels quite a bit between Utah and Arizona. He says his home is in the Navajo Mountain area, which is in San Juan County, and that he has a residence there. The county says that they went out there and they didn't see recent tire tracks, and that they talked to his sister, who lives in Arizona, and she said he lives with her sometimes, and they felt that this indicated that he didn't live in San Juan County.
How is this relevant to what has been going on previously with ruling with redistricting in San Juan County?
Well, it's all tied together because, as you know, Austin, a federal judge ruled that San Juan County had to redraw its voting districts for the county commission because they said that the Navajos were all stacked into one district when they actually have a slight edge in the population. So the new districts have been redrawn, and all three county commission seats are open in November.
They've also been redrawn by somebody outside of San Juan County. So the judge in the case appointed a special master who has experience. He's a professor, and he has experience working with districting. So he was the one, this special master was the person who redrew these districts. That's different because it's different than San Juan County deciding what happens in San Juan County.
Right. This is an outsider deciding it.
What can Democrats do about this now that their nominee has been declared ineligible?
Well, according to the published reports, Willie Gray Eyes and his attorney plan to try to appeal this decision before they accept him being off the ticket. But assuming that their appeal fails, the Democrats have until, I believe, the end of August to put a new person on the ticket for District 2.
So there were a few people who were running against Mr. Gray Eyes in the county commission race for the Democrats, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so they would have the chance to possibly get on the ballot instead. Now, the difference, though, is that Gray Eyes may be able to appeal this to the courts, right?
Yes.
That's kind of his only option.
Right. This is a very interesting thing. And a side note is that San Juan County asked Davis County, which is some distance away, to look into this whole situation for possible criminal charges against Willie Gray Eyes because he's been voting in San Juan County for something like 26 years at least. It could be longer. And, you know, he says he is part of San Juan County. He's on the Utah Navajo Commission and so on. They think there might be, you know, he might not be and he might be dishonest, so they're going to look at that. And, of course, the big picture thing is that this is the only commission race of the three where there's going to be a Democrat and a Republican.
Okay, so now pulling back, just to recap, we have one of these commission seats that is likely going to go to a Democrat, one that's going to go to a Republican, and one, which is the one that Willie Gray Eyes is up for and has now been declared ineligible. This one is going to be the only contested spot in San Juan County. Why
that's
is this
correct.
Significant?
Well, that's obviously, you know, very significant because Republicans have had a majority on the county commission since time immemorial in San Juan County. It looks now like there's, you know, a strong possibility that they might be in the minority, just depending on how the vote turns out. Obviously, this would have a lot of ramifications for how money is spent, how the budget is working, and so on. So it's definitely significant who is going to win this seat.
And this also, just in general, is significant because it's an issue in San Juan County, which is never simple.
That is true. There is so much going on in San Juan County.
It's a fascinating place to talk about.
It absolutely is.
KSJT's Gail Binkley, thanks so much.
Thank you, Austin.